It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. 11 years ago this morning, Broken Arrow's Bill Hemm was on the fast track. He was working in the world of high finance as a stockbroker for Morgan Stanley. It was a beautiful morning.
It was clear skies. It was, you could see for miles, and especially on that 63rd floor, you saw the tops of all the other buildings below you. And so you could see the Statue of Liberty as clear as day. You could see, I mean, it was very clear.
That 63rd floor was in the World Trade Center South Tower. Just about this time, he headed down the elevator to the 45th floor to the cafeteria for his morning fix of chocolate milk. It was then that the first plane hit the North Tower. He didn't know it. He didn't hear it. He didn't feel it. A PA announcement came on and told people in his tower to evacuate, although it didn't say why.
The only thoughts that were going through my mind was, I get to skip some seminars. I mean, it was just boring as can be anyway. And I had my excuse all prepared. I was like, all right, well, if they get mad at me, I can just say, look, you know, the security guards told us to go downstairs. What do you want me to do?
He joined other occupants in the tower and started the long trek down the stairwell. About halfway down is when the jet hit his tower.
The whole building shook. Had I really understood, you know, what it takes to shake a building that much, I'd have been a little more scared. I just thought something's wrong because everyone else started running in the stairwell instead of walking. And so I started running and there's that panic, but you don't know what you're panicked about.
On the plaza level, firefighters and security personnel instructed him to exit the building. He didn't look back until he was a block or two away.
And I saw that big hole that, you know, had fire coming out of it. But again, I was so far down and it was so far up that I just thought that I have no idea how they're going to put that fire out. I just don't know what they're going to do.
He continued to walk away from the building.
Manhattan was just in a panic mode, but everybody was huddled because no one knew what had happened. I mean, the rest of the world kind of knew before Manhattan knew. And because, I mean, everybody's out on the streets and they were listening to the radios and I was passing people. They were huddled around car radios and watching televisions from store windows. I mean, like the movies and everything. And somebody had said it was a plane. No, it was two planes. No, it was a helicopter. You don't know what you're talking about. I think it was a bomb. I mean, it was all confusion.
He kept walking and was so far away that when the tower collapsed, he didn't even hear it. But those who guided him out of the building were all killed. Fast forward now, 11 years. Bill gave up the world of high finance. He no longer deals with stocks and bonds. He makes less money and even has to work weekends. Bill Hemm is the senior pastor at Forest Park Christian Church at 91st and South Mingo in Tulsa. While his life drastically changed course, he tries not to look at his life as pre and post 9/11.
It's real uncomfortable to me when people say things like, God had a plan for you and that's why you're out. Because then you're like, well, did God not have a plan for the other ones that left? That didn't work for me, really. I don't know that God saved me because of some sort of plan, but I got to see what it looks like when you really put yourself in harm's way for someone else. I don't know that the security people thought the building was coming down either, but they weren't going anywhere, and they were going to help everyone out of the building. And that kind of stuff is where I see Kingdom of God.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.